This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Heading into a new week is always a good thing, and I hope this week will be a great week for you in your relationship with God. I want to talk with you all week about one of the big words of Christianity, and that is the word sanctification. When the Apostle Paul finishes his letter to the Thessalonians in the Bible, he says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, this word sanctification, it sounds like kind of a dry, stuffy word, best kept for saying in cathedrals or something like that, doesn't it? But in reality, it's one of the beautiful truths about the Christian message. Sanctification. It means to make something holy. So in Latin, you have the word sanctification, and the word sanctus is holy. In the Greek language the New Testament was written in, hagios means holy, and hagiao means to sanctify. It's the same idea. To make something holy is to sanctify it. Well, maybe you say, that doesn't help me very much. What does it mean to be holy? Well, in the Hebrew language that the Old Testament was written in, the word for holy is karat. Now, when I was studying Hebrew, I remembered what that word means because karat sounds like karate, and I thought of karate chop. And the word karat or holy means something that is cut, something that has been separated off from everything else. And so when God says that he is holy, it means that he is different. He is other, completely other. He's not just better than us. He's in a completely different category. He is holy. He is different. He is set apart from us in his very nature. Well, everything that is linked to God also is holy because of its connection to God. The word Bible is just the Greek word for book. But why do we call it the Holy Bible? Because it's God's self-revelation to us, God's word to us. When we talk about marriage, and in our marriage ceremonies, we talk about holy matrimony. Well, that's Christian marriage because God is setting those people apart for their relationship with one another. And so when we talk about being sanctified and God's desire to sanctify us completely, it's talking about this, that because of your relationship with Jesus Christ, he will change you completely. Your very nature will be changed. He will change you not just by external expectations of the way you should live and you become a religious person. No, he will change you from the inside out. He'll change the very things that shape you from the inside. So, yes, how you live will change, but not because some external set of expectations have been placed upon you, but rather because of what is flowing from the change that's happening inside of you. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. Do you see how great this word is? You may be listening this morning and you might be saying, well, for me, I'm not holy. I'm not different. I'm just broken. My life is a mess, and I have no idea what to do about it, and I'm getting quite desperate. Well, I want to tell you what you should do about it. You need to put God at the center of your life. You need to encounter the living Jesus Christ who transforms people from the inside out. You simply come to God and say, God, I thank you for what you did for me when Jesus died on the cross for me. And I know that you are offering me a gift, forgiveness from you for everything in my life. And you want to come into my life and make it what you want it to be. God, I receive that from you, and I thank you for it. When you come to God like that, then he begins to sanctify you. He changes you from the inside out. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.